You're listening to the Bitcoin.com podcast. Our guest today is Manohar, founder of Unmarshal. This show is only provided for informational purposes only. It is not offered or intended to be used as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. This episode is brought to you by Casper. Until now, blockchain technology has been a series of compromises. No layer one protocol exists in the market that supports everything enterprises, developers, and consumers need from decentralized applications. Meet Casper. Casper provides the blockchain ecosystem with a solution that makes no compromises around decentralization, security, or performance. Learn more at casper.network. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at Bitcoin.com. Now let's bring on our guest. Manohar, welcome to the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Hi, Dustin. Thanks for having me here.
So, you know, I really enjoy getting to know an entrepreneur's story. And to me, every story has a beginning. Talk about your beginning in the world of blockchain or Bitcoin.
Yeah, sure. I think I heard about Bitcoin probably like close to 5-6 years ago, where like we were exploring blockchain as the technology more than what Bitcoin is. So as engineer, that's where you start from. And then like I was kind of like gotten into the world of Bitcoin when the boom happened in 2008. And I was like not fascinated about the price trends and like how Bitcoin was doing, but I was kind of interested in the technology behind it. And that's where I started like learning about blockchains and started working on blockchain applications. In fact, like that's how I started Unmarshal as well. So I was like kind of consulting and like I was working on blockchain related applications. Mm-hmm. And I saw that there's something missing like in this space where like the data indexing is a duplicated word, like everyone has to do it. So that's where kind of opportunity showed up. And that's how Unmarshal was born.
Interesting. So Unmarshal itself, tell us about the company.
Yeah, Unmarshal is a DeFi data, multi-chain DeFi data network, where we index the blockchain data from multiple chains and we decode them to make it more meaningful. Because what's stored on blockchain is a bunch of hashes and hexadecimals. So we convert that into human readable data and we put it in a business context, right? So if wallets are looking at the data, they want to know like what are the wallet balances, what are the wallet transactions, etc. And if protocol positions such as Uniswap or Aave or Compound is looking at it, they want to know what is a particular wallet's position, like how much money has someone lent and how much money has someone borrowed, etc. So the data changes based on who's viewing it, right? So if we kind of restrict ourselves into DeFi domain, then we can like extract those meanings and we can extract those viewpoint out of the same data. And it'll be much more easier for the clients who are viewing it. So now, and we don't ask clients to write the code and we just like give the data kind of in a ready-made package.
So when did you have your then aha moment where you said this company needs to be built, someone needs to do it better? And what have you been comparing yourself against? Like what other sort of legacy system?
Yeah, sure. I think like it started around 5 to 6 months ago when I was consulting with one of multi-chain aggregation layer. It's some sort of wallet on multiple chains, right? Ethereum, you can look at your Ethereum assets, you can look at your Binance Smart Chain assets at one place. So I was working, the founder is a very good friend of mine. So I was working with them and just like not, we didn't have anything about Unmarshal in our mind. So we were just working as a pure consultant. And I looked at, I tried to like use existing players like Graph and other people solutions. Like Graph, It's a great product. We have like great respect for them. But when it comes to kind of wallets and when it comes to querying generic data, graph kind of falls behind. So that's where we had to kind of index on our own. So like if you have to index Ethereum, which is like more than 700, 600 GBs of data. And if you have to index Binance Smart Chain, which is around 500 GBs of data. So it kind of made sense for us to build the indexes on our own. But if you look at like other applications, they might be needing it the same thing, right? And we started speaking to other DeFi developers as well. They also were interested in like what we are trying to build. But it's a duplicated effort. And if everyone starts doing indexing, then there's a lot of effort and a lot of money costing as well. So that's where we decided, hey, let's do it at one place and make sure it's as usable for every one of them. Let's restrict the user base to DeFi itself so that we can build more thin integration layers, right? Like you don't have to, clients don't have to do a lot of work. Just like one person doing its job really well so that others can do their job without spending efforts on indexing the data.
So when you look at where it is today compared to when you've started, I mean, what is a year like in this this Bitcoin blockchain space? What is it the equivalent of? Like, have you already lived a lifetime in a year?
Yeah, close to. I mean, like with Unmarshall, I think it's probably 6 to 7 months.
Wow. So tell us more in terms of entrepreneurship. I mean, what should entrepreneurs be doing? They have an idea in their head. How do they get it out? How do they get it to that next level?
Sure. I think like being entrepreneur, I think it was in like my mind for a long time. So the company I started my career with, it was called Maven Hype, which is a consulting startup. So each one of us were thinking like an entrepreneur so that we can save clients time by looking at what exact MVP, that's minimal viable product, we should build so that it can reach out to customers faster and it can like generate the revenue faster, etc. Right. So we had this thought process built into us right from our like my university days. And then I joined like a couple of big companies such as Gojek as a consultant and then Grab as full time. I worked there for 4 or 5 years where I kind of learned ABCDs of running a company and ABCDs of building a product. So it all helped me to become like, if you have the hunger and if you have the dream of being entrepreneur, to become an entrepreneur, I think like this experience will help you. But if you have an idea, what I would say is like, just go and build it and see if it is working. So a lot of, I think like these time, especially in Web3, a lot of people just come with the idea, just with a white paper, they raise some money and then kind of get lost in that money, right? So what I did at Unmarshall was I entered the stealth mode. I resigned from my previous job, like took a good amount of break and then started building Unmarshall as a product. And once we had the product and we were like really happy that it can help a lot of people, a lot of developers in Web3 space, that's when we kind of grew the confidence and that's where we started all other work. I think like going product first is the advice I'll give to any entrepreneur who wants to venture into Web3.
Interesting. So talk about hiring. Like when you're looking to hire people in the space, it's a digital world. How do you go through the process? Like, what do you look for in a candidate?
I think like, because like the kind of work we do, right? So we are a B2B company and like we are a technological company, right? Where we want like a lot of engineers who has to understand blockchain to the core and they have to kind of understand these complex systems, right? So we look for their engineering capability if we are looking for engineers, but like other avenues such as business and operations, we don't really need a lot of people, but in BD we need. So we look for people who really understand the product, who kind of understand this ecosystem. So that's where like we kind of like look for people. Like most of engineers we hired, to be a fact, like it's a fun fact that I hired either my colleagues in my previous jobs or my people who went to university with me, so that like we know, we already have a rapport with each other and like we know how we work with each other. But like, I think that's not going to scale in a long time. So you have to really know what you are looking in for a person, and then make sure like they understand the blockchain really well.
So when we look at now today, and if we were to go out, let's say 3 or 5 years, and now, I don't know, man has conquered or woman has conquered outer space. I believe at that time period, we're going to be on Mars. I mean, how far can this technology really go, or how far could this ecosystem ultimately land?
Yeah, I think it's a bright future we are looking at. It's just like probably 1% of the world's talent that's in the blockchain space. So we are already doing wonders with it. But like, think about like all the great minds who are working in companies like Facebook's and Amazon's come into blockchain, and then they start kind of exploring this and like start building products. I think we have not just conquered 1% of what Web3 or what blockchain can do. So I'm really optimistic about like what future holds for us, especially with an engineering point of view, especially with the what this amazing technology like offers us, right? So it's really a great future ahead of us.
It sounds very exciting. And what I'm interested is that in the fact that there are minds like yours, the best of the best engineers around the world that are figuring out ways to improve the system, that are looking to add to a system that wasn't very good or it had some things not good with it, and really helping to streamline the process and bring transparency in many other avenues and capacities. What most excites you? Like when you look at what others are doing, right? The other companies out there, the good companies, what are the ones that Manohar goes, Dustin, there's this one company and what they're doing just blows my mind. Like, do you have one of those?
I think like I have a lot of them. Like, so I think it's unfair to like name one company, but every time I look at a new company that's coming, a new project that's coming in, it's really fascinating to understand what they are doing. Like one guy is doing options trading in this world because it's a highly variable market and like options makes really sense out of here. And then some other guy comes and say, hey, see, it looks like you are all doing the repetitive work. Let me do it for all of you, and I'll do exactly how you want to do it, and then go like build what you came here for. And there are people like who are building stuff like multi-chain exchange. Like you can like swap one token from Ethereum to other chain, like the same token in other chain. Like a lot of exciting stuff. So people are like building lending and like a lot of a great product. So I've been like talking to a lot of such folks, and it's really interesting and like it's really fascinating to see such products in the market.
Fantastic. And any other final guidance of how we can find your company and learn more about you?
Yeah, I think like we are unmarshall.io. You can like go to our website and like figure out a lot of stuff. There's details about the team. There's details about our roadmap, etc. And I'll be available in our Telegram, Twitter, and even like LinkedIn. That's what engineers do. available at a lot of places. So you keep just say hi, and then we'll be able to happily talk about Unmarshall.
Fantastic. Thank you again for sharing your story on the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
We know you enjoyed the show, but please don't forget, this show is only provided for informational purposes only. It is not offered or intended to be used as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.